Hello, Victoria.
Hello.
Speaking of an IQ of 200 plus.
I got it.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
I knew you had a high IQ from
how
our...
How did you know?
From our conversations, you can often tell.
Yeah, I count my letters. I'm reading letters now.
Hey, that's great.
I'm reading them. It's from a...
If you put them together, they'll form words.
Oh, I know. I read and write all the time.
When did you start doing that?
When I was going to church at about 2 years old, I started listening to the preacher and remembering words. I can't forget nothing.
What do you think your IQ is?
Well, the psychiatrist, Dr. Chastik, said I had a 79. That's a little bit more than a moron. Because he's got about a 25 IQ. Because I know his IQ, too. He sits and moans and groans and puts his glasses like Grandpa down on his nose and looks at me over his glasses like he don't need glasses and go, As you know, hello?
How long have you been, we went off the air there or something?
I know, you put me off, didn't you?
No, what happened was my microphone went off speed. We'll explain what occurred there.
Well, I usually get hung up on by people. They don't want to talk to me.
Oh, I'm not like that. Speed?
Just the disconnected wire for a split second there.
Oh, okay. I like it. I mean, I like it. Unlike a lot of people, I dig it. I like...
That you what?
Well, going off the air periodically. When the microphone cuts out, I never mind. That's not something that's ever really bothered
me. Well, I've got ridicule on your station.
Pardon?
I've got insulted and hung up on and told not to call.
Not on my show, you haven't?
Oh, yeah. Maybe not yours.
No, not on my show.
I think it was Ninsky's.
Yeah, it was Ninsky's.
Yep. Was it?
Yep.
They hung up on me and they told me not to ever call their show again.
I'll tell you something about Ninsky's show. It's, I think, in the last trends, it's looking at about an 0.08 share, which is not very good. I don't know if you're familiar with Arbitron ratings.
Uh-uh. I didn't go to school much.
Well, I enjoy speaking with you, Victoria. I guess I...
Well, I want to tell you about an earthquake he was talking to about a few minutes ago.
Okay.
The earthquake or a hurricane or a tornado, you get what you get. And you got to live with it. And your family has to live with it, too.
I'll write that down, and we'll pass that along to the good folks out west for when the big one comes.
There's a lot of mixed emotions from the time you're born till you die.
I'll write that down as well.
I'm telling you, I could be a teacher.
You ought to be. Maybe we could start out in some of the lower grades and see how you do there.
Oh, I do good, but I just don't like nobody telling me what to do.
Uh-huh.
That I'd better do.
Sure, I understand.
I'm allergic to foods. I'm allergic to drugs.
Okay.
I'm just an allergic woman.
All right. Well, very good then. I've enjoyed our time
together. Well, bless your heart.
Okay, and don't call Ninsky's program.
Well, he's funny.
No, he sure is.
He is so funny.
Well,
he's insulting, too.
Yeah, he's insulting. But he only makes people laugh who have a 79 IQ. That's what bugs me.
Well, see, sometimes I get mad at him just listening to him.
Mm-hmm.
Because he don't have much of any respect for certain people.
Well, he doesn't, but that's from his...
Well, you better teach him. He needs to learn how to have respect on his show.
I will, and I'm also going to see if I can get him to church on Sunday.
And some manners.
And manners. Thank you.
No, just tell him to start with the first of Jenny's in Genesis.
Okay.
And read the whole Bible and write some of it if he needs to so he can remember.
I'm on it. Thanks, Victoria.
Okay.